catching fire, cake up and fake love to get you high. Search and fly, run behind, out of time, get you fire, cake up and fake love to get you high. Search and blind, run behind, out of time, get you fire, cake up and fake love to get you high.
All this shit is gorgeous, this bitch is your fortune. 100 medallions in the sky, sleeping fortress. Secret potions, molded, concealed emotions.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
147.
You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
It is September 23rd, the year 2015. Mm-hmm. This is the Thank You Rob podcast. I'm your host, Rob Small. Johnny question mark.
Hello, world.
Hello, world.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Today is September 23rd. I'm gonna break you off with a little knowledge here. The first day of fall, right?
Is it really?
Let me just get officially my paper so I get this all right. it's a 4:21 a.m. Eastern time. It is officially autumn, or the autumnal equinox.
I'm bummed about that.
Equinox? Mm-hmm. So it's official. This is when the sun appears to cross the celestial equator from north to south. You got that?
I got it.
And it's also, the word equinox means equal night, which 12 hours day, 12 hours night.
You have no idea how close I am to using our new button on you.
Really?
Yeah.
You could use it right now if you want. You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. I try to drop some, I try to educate.
The crowd is very unhappy.
Oh, man. Our guest today, Versed Radio, Emily, DJ M, and Kari, DJ Kari, mm-hmm. or DJ Kari, Kari, DJ Kari,
right,
DJ Kari,
yeah,
DJ Kari, DJ Kari,
French,
it's French, isn't it? That's where it comes from.
Sure.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
I'm doing good.
Wonderful.
Thanks for making the trek out to...
All the way out to the suburbs.
What did I call it? Scareberry,
which Scareberry? Was
a, yeah,
you deserve like to get booed again.
Nightmare on Elm Street for a minute there.
Yeah, you should have never added that, bud.
I should have never said that. Yeah, whoops.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to Wisconsin.
Yeah,
like, I was pretty close.
You're almost there.
Is this right?
Pretty close.
Yeah, you're close.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah,
please. I interrupt your show.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Why do I have to go through downtown to get here off the highway? Do you know why that happens?
Why'd you do that?
I don't know.
Because there's construction. There's construction.
You come through St. Paul.
Why
yeah.
was I on the highway? And they were like, nope.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah, they want you to take the scenic route.
Okay. That's right.
Well, while you're passing beautiful downtown St. Paul, why don't beautiful you take a little detour and just enjoy the sights?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you probably drove right by CHS Field, right?
Mm-hmm, I did.
See? Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Why would you not?
Why would you not?
That's to answer your question with a question. Why would you not? Here's a good question. How can I support the podcast?
The Thank You Rob podcast?
Yeah, that's the one.
Ah.
How can I support the podcast?
Well, there's a few different ways, right?
There is.
Well, the first and probably the easiest way is to subscribe to the podcast. You can do that on
Interesting.
iTunes.
Yep. Oh, I didn't Stitcher know I Radio. Could do that.
Do that right from the podcast app on your iPhone. It's so simple. It costs you nothing. It's one click. And the show is delivered to you every week. You don't even have to look it up. It's just there.
I like when things are delivered to me, like mail that's not a bill.
Before I even ask for it.
Remember when mail used to be awesome and then you became a responsible adult?
Yeah.
And now everything's a bill.
Yeah.
Everybody wants your money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sucks.
The only cool thing I got in the mail recently was a Prince poster.
Really?
1999.
That you ordered?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I paid for it.
It wasn't like, hey.
It wasn't free.
That'd be good if like a random person. A person just put a Prince poster in the mail and it happened to end up at your house. Like, yes.
So the listeners know, I would gladly accept a Prince 1999 poster as well. No,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want yours. You deserve that. You paid good money for it.
Framing that shit.
Nice. Yeah. Well, there was a recent update for your iPhone to iOS 9.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there was an update to the podcast app, which makes it a little more complicated to review the podcast. So just listen to me. Hear me out here.
All right.
When you're looking, I'm looking at my phone right now. If you're looking in your podcast, you got the Thank You Rob podcast because you subscribe, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
I would only assume.
Yep.
There's a little 3-button thing in the upper right-hand corner of each episode. You hit that button. Go ahead and do it. And there's an option to view full description. And in there, click to review the podcast is a link in the show notes. It's easy. It's great. And I just told you how to do it. Free of charge, by the way. There's no fee for that. So that's I really appreciate you explaining that to me.
Hey, I'm glad to do it, man. Earning my keep.
You are earning your keep. Well deserved.
Thank you.
Well, this is a great autumn day.
It is.
Is it not?
It's a great day. It's a great week.
Great week.
Everything about it is wonderful. You know, I got something this week that I've been looking forward to for a long time.
What is it?
Those who know me really well know that I'm sort of a nerd for the theater. Not everybody knows that about me. So a show called Hamilton, which is out on Broadway now, which is was written and created
on
by a guy
Broadway.
Named by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote a previous show called In the Heights, which is an excellent show, and it's got a lot of hip hop stuff going on. Mm-hmm. They released the music, the soundtrack, as like a preview today yesterday on NPR. The was executive produced by
Puff Daddy.
No,
Shug
by
Knight.
By The Roots. By The Roots,
yeah,
and the music came out. Uh-huh. The way they describe it is it's the story of America then told by America now. So, it's like a multicultural diverse cast. It's really interesting. I think the King George is like a white guy, but everyone else, I mean, it's a very diverse cast, and there's a ton of hip hop in the show. It's very interesting, and they just came out yesterday. So I've been listening to it nonstop since it came out.
Produced by The Roots.
The Roots were the Questlove and Black Thought were executive producers of the soundtrack or the whatever they call that for theater music. I've been waiting for it for a long time, and it came to me this week. So I'm in a great mood.
Nice.
I've been vibing on it super hard.
So it's not like a broad. I just picture John driving in his car and he's like singing to songs while he's driving his car.
It's not like traditional. I mean, it's not like The Music Man or you know, something
like
that.
So it's hip hop.
It's hip hop and theater sort of mashed into one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. I would encourage people to.
Is it a hip opera?
Maybe. I guess you could say that.
What was that?
Carmen.
Yep.
Ugh.
Carmen.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. I know exactly. Come on.
Okay.
Wait, was that that was like the made for MTV musical,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah.
And?
Yeah. Okay, just make sure we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
Right, but the real Carmen though.
Right.
Come on.
I don't
amazing.
Know.
Yeah.
They're both.
I'm not familiar with the real
flawless.
Carmen.
Well, let's get into this here.
what do we got going on? It's a great week.
Speaking of this week, this Saturday, this is happening. We're big fans of just shitting on Shug Knight on this show.
Just destroying Shug Knight every week.
Emily's a fan.
No,
I'm a big fan.
Kidding.
You missed it. She was showing everyone.
She
was showing everyone her Shug Knight tattoo. When
she's like, I'm offended. What are you guys' thoughts on Shug Knight?
He's crazy. He seems like the type of person that's in your crew, but you like keep him in a crew because you got to keep an eye on him. He seems like he's not all there.
Also, because if you kick him out of your crew, he'll kill
you.
Right. Like he just showed up one day and he won't leave.
Yeah. The uninvited guest.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's got money and I don't know. I don't know. He's got money.
Yeah. He's got
Michelle.
Well,
I don't know if he does anymore.
His wife. I want to hear from her about the relationship.
She's got a book coming out.
Yeah.
Which will be interesting.
I'm excited.
Why does she do it? Is that still happening?
That they're married? I don't know.
Who knows how that is. They have a baby together, a child together.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they're together anymore, but yeah. So anyway, Shug Knight is on Showtime has a documentary special interview with Shug Knight. And it's described as an examination of the life and career of hip hop impresario Shug Knight.
Mm-hmm.
What's his real name? Marion.
Marion.
Marion Shug Knight.
Marion Shug Knight.
Marion Shug Knight. The documentary delves into the life and storied exploits of the iconic Death Row Records co-founder, Shug Knight, as well as the volatile, that's the word they use,
volatile
and highly influential era in music that he presided over in a series of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Knight reveals exactly how it all happened and why it all fell apart. From his side.
It's gonna go like this. Fall apart?
Dre was a bitch. Snoop was a bitch. All they wanted was money and they bitched the whole time.
Yeah, it's not going to be pleasant. I don't. It's you know what it's going to be
Tupac
like.
Tupac was.
It's going to be the documentary version of that Jerry Heller book that you have on your counter. Right. That's what it's going to be.
You have that. Shelf
there. I do have that. Yeah, Ruthless. It's over just behind.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Kari over there.
Yeah, it's going to be crap.
Yeah, I don't. It'll be interesting to see.
I want to see it.
I would watch
producing it.
It's by Antoine Fuqua.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
He did the movie Training Day, and he also directed Southpaw.
Southpaw.
Yeah.
With Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And written by Kurt Setter from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, okay.
Oh. And 50 Cent was?
I never saw it.
I'm in now. Sorry, big Sons fan. You said Sons. I'm like, I'm on.
So
I'm on.
I never saw Southpaw. I don't know if it was good. But I did see Training Day, and that was good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Classic.
Wasn't actually Dre, didn't he cameo in Training Day?
Dr. Dre?
Dr. Dre? I think
the
he
doctor,
did.
Mr. Dre.
I think he cameoed in that.
Dr. Dre,
Andre Young,
PhD.
PhD, yes.
Nah.
DDS. Is he a PhD or is he
he's a DDS?
Is he an MD?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, what are the vets? What's the tag that goes with a veterinarian?
I don't know. DDS.
I should tell totally
you.
No,
that's a
know
dentist.
This.
I know.
Why?
You should know that.
No. Are you a vet?
I work at
veterinary. It's
zoo.
Not.
She works at a zoo.
I should know.
It's a fun fact about DJ Kari.
And you work at one too. I don't know. I'm sorry about that. That was kind of mean.
So,
I didn't mean.
Hold
that.
On. What we're gonna look? We were gonna look some. I was gonna look something up. What was it?
Vet. What a vet.
Vet.
Veterinarian. Yeah. A doctor of animals.
You know,
would be described
people, people at home can go Google that.
DVM.
DVM?
Yeah, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, or okay. VMD.
Sounds like the DMV.
Yeah, not to be confused with.
Andre Young, DVM.
DVM, yes. Yes.
Nah.
We like to, when the listeners listen to the show, we like them to kind of Google it with us. It's kind
Google
of a,
with us.
You know, Google with us, yes. You become part of the show, you know, because they're listening, they're like, it's DVM.
Yeah.
Right.
It's DVM.
Damn it.
Right.
We have moments like that too on our podcast.
We're missing our friend Breezy, who used to do this sort of stuff for us.
You guys know Breezy, don't you? Mm-hmm. Breezy? Breezy.
Sounds so familiar.
Well, no,
she's from
why.
Cincinnati.
Is she
she's
Amber's
back in Cincinnati. Yes.
Remix and Vixens?
Yes.
Yes, we know Breezy.
She moved back to Cincinnati.
Aw.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to Remix and Vixens?
We miss her.
I don't know.
Shout out to Amber.
Yeah, shout out to Amber. You know what? I got to say, we should have mentioned this when we talked about reviewing the podcast, because the latest review in iTunes is Amber,
from
Ace Cleveland.
Of course it
and
is.
And it's like, she's awesome.
It was
that's
very,
all I can
it was
say.
Very sweet.
Yeah, she's awesome. But enough about her.
Enough about her.
Let's talk about some other, another curmudgeonly person.
She's not curmudgeon.
I know she's not. I know she's not. Ice Cube.
The Ice Cube?
You know Ice Cube? I know him. So Ice Cube is to star as Scrooge in an adaptation of A Christmas Carol.
Really?
Yeah.
The Ice Cube, the same Ice Cube.
O'Shea Jackson.
From NWA.
Will it be like a hip hopper again?
I don't know.
Because, you know, Christmas Carol does have music in it. Well, the Muppets Christmas Carol, that's what I know. It has
so
songs.
Christmas Carol is like, that's like with the
Caroline, right?
What was his name? The kid with the crutches and
Timmy.
Tiny Tim.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And,
well, there's so many variations.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah. There's so many variations of the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's Christmas Carol, the recent one with Jim Carrey, like the animation one, the musical,
the Muppets
Christmas one.
Carol, mm-hmm. The only one we're seeing.
The only one that matters.
Well, I think this is going to be topped right
this
here.
This will be number two.
Right here.
Okay, so explain to us what you know about this.
Well, he's rumored to be making an 8-figure role or. 8 figures for
so
the role.
He's doing
say.
It for money.
That's
he's
my
a Scrooge.
Guess.
I mean, it fits.
Well, he's got that
he's
got
to
get into character, right?
Yeah.
So he asked for a lot of money up front.
Yeah, there you go. Interesting. Emily, I didn't even think about that.
No.
But the movie's called Humbug. It's just.
Incidentally, that is also how I feel about this movie, so that's pretty convenient.
Yeah. Is it another family film? Because Ice Cube's been
I could see
known
it
to do
probably
those.
Will be.
It's probably nice that it came out before Straight Outta Compton, because I feel like it takes a little bit
you
of
mean,
your
after.
Or after. Yeah,
right,
after,
right,
because
right.
It takes away a little bit of your street cred, I figure.
Yeah,
I don't think anything Ice Cube could do could take any more street cred away from doing like the Where Are They movies.
Yeah.
Are we there yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He will play that. Ebenezer Scrooge,
he
a
will
cantankerous
say, he will play Scrooge.
Holiday hater.
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute now. If you look at one of the best stories of Christmas Carol,
yep.
The movie Scrooge, starring Bill Murray, You guys familiar with Scrooge?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome movie. It's kind of like, it's the story of A Christmas Carol without being like, I guess, just a remake of A Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's kind of done in that vein, it could be good.
I hope
it
could
be good.
Is that the one with the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future?
Yes.
I would like the other members of NWA.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Easy would be the best.
The ghosts of past,
he'd
present,
the,
and future.
Have you seen the Muppets Christmas Carol?
Yeah, but it was 100 years ago. Yeah.
Okay, he would be like of Christmas present. He's all about like having fun in the moment, mm-hmm. eating a lot of good food.
Yeah.
That would be easy right there.
Oh, that would be
rest
great.
In peace.
That would be great. John, that's awesome. You got to get a hold of the people.
You know, they should have just had me
together.
Write it.
Yeah. It's got potential. Okay, I'll be honest with you. John knows this. I love Christmas time.
Oh, God, way too much.
Way too much. And it's a Christmas movie, and it's Ice Cube. I am going to see it. The movie hasn't even been made yet.
There wasn't even a question.
Yeah, I'm going to see it.
I saw Christmas Carol and Ice Cube in the same title, so...
It's happening.
We're good.
I had my wallet out.
Did you cry? No.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it, but I'll probably be like really pissed off watching it the whole time. I'll be judging.
Terrible.
Yeah, I'll be
big
judging.
Grudge.
Yeah.
I will begrudgingly watch this movie.
Even if it's a Redbox rental, you're going to be like, I want my money back.
Mm. The problem with the
Christmas
movies
stuff for free.
Is it comes out.
Why you put my business in this?
Oh, so do I.
It comes out before Christmas.
Streets.
It comes out before Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And then... By the time it comes to Redbox, Christmas is over. I don't want to watch that, though.
Right. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
I'll watch it next year.
This will probably
on Netflix.
It could be.
I'm assuming
free.
This will be Christmas next year.
To you mm-hmm. for Christmas.
Yeah. There you go.
It could be.
Now,
in your stocking, Ice Cube. Okay.
No lumps of coal.
Yeah.
Lumps of Ice Cube.
Yeah, oh, that was good.
We missed that. We missed
that. One was good.
Yeah. There
we
go.
We didn't use this at all.
We didn't. All this Ice Cube talk, we didn't even do it.
The worst.
Well, okay, every episode of the podcast since actually like a month before or 2 months before Straight Outta Compton came mm-hmm. out, we've talked about Straight Outta Compton. Yes.
Oh, I'm still talking about it. I finally saw it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. See, now it's topical again.
Ever since the movie came out, mm-hmm. there's been nothing but news about a biopic about Outkast, a biopic about
Thank
the
Lord.
Dog Pound, a biopic yeah,
about
mm-hmm.
Death Row,
Tupac.
About,
yeah. How about Salt and Pepper?
Row. There you go.
Oh,
I think they needed.
That'd be a good one. Well, the latest
biopic.
Rumor. Yeah, the latest rumor.
Yes.
Which we've basically become the biopic or biopic. How do you you say biopic?
Yeah, biopic sounds like.
Biopic sounds like a medical surgery.
Yep,
it does. But either way, the latest bio or bia.
I still say biopic. Right.
Rumor is a Def Jam
yes.
biopic. Mm-hmm.
Which
biopic.
I could totally get down yeah. on.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you think about this, Straight Outta Compton is amazing mm-hmm. in its own right. N.W.A. is very iconic.
Mm-hmm.
But does it get any bigger in hip-hop than Def Jam? Mm-hmm.
Historically?
Historically. Mm-hmm. Well, but yeah, if you look at the roster, what Def Jam created and,
right.
and
they're
what,
one of the
what
first.
They put out. Yeah.
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
An incredible list. I've had
Russell.
To pull up... I had to pull up the list of mm-hmm. artists from Def Jam because I was like, I could name like 20.
Mm-hmm.
You go off the top of my head right now.
Two Chainz.
Run DMC was the first, right? LL Cool J, Beastie Boys.
Public yep. Enemy.
Public Enemy.
Mm-hmm. Later in the game, because we just talked about this, Warren G.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. Method Man, EPMD, Onyx, mm-hmm. Jay-Z. Man, there's so many.
Jay-Z's
Ja Rule.
So good.
I'm just going to name some off the list here. BG Knockout.
Ludacris.
BG Knockout.
Oh yeah,
BG
and then
Knockout.
And then Ludacris did the Southern version of Def Jam.
Yeah, Def Jam South.
Yeah. And then Shauna was on that.
Mm-hmm. There you
yeah.
go.
Yes, that's true.
I want to rewind to explain to listeners who BG Knockout is
I
because this has
is.
A Compton tie.
Okay.
If you're familiar, when Eazy-E and Dr. Dre had beef and they were dissing each other back and forth, mm-hmm. the song "Real Motherfucking G's" by Eazy-E, which is one of the greatest diss songs, featured BG Knockout on there.
Hmm.
FYI.
Right. It's pretty cool that they got West Coast
yeah.
artists,
yeah.
you know, in the midst of all the beef.
Here you go, Boss. Do you guys remember Boss?
Mm-hmm.
She was like the hardcore gangster
but
rap.
But she wasn't really hardcore.
She
they
was
found
not.
Out
yes.
later.
Yes.
It was kind of a front.
Ghostface Killah.
Oh, yeah.
Red Man, of course. Slick Rick.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him in concert.
It wasn't
last year.
The Slick Rick.
The
it
Slick
was.
Rick.
Was real Slick, Slick Rick.
Scarface, who had Ooh, Def Jam
Scarface.
South.
He's,
he was also a Def Jam South.
Sorry, I'm getting all excited.
They better be all in the movie.
Hold on. Does that say Slayer?
Yeah, Slayer. So that was a tie with Rick Rubin. Because that was... So when Russell Simmons and Rick Rubin started Def Jam, Rick Rubin left and started American Recordings, it was called. And he had Slayer, was like a metal band under himself there.
So, I had no idea.
Pusha T. There's so many. Kanye. Nice. We had mentioned ODB. Kanye. Mm-hmm. ODB.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Now.
Calm down.
Was DMX on Def Jam?
He was.
There you go.
He was.
So many people on Def Jam.
Yeah. Oh my God. There's so
he
many.
He doesn't need to be in the movie. No, he does. Yeah. Comedic effect.
He's good.
Katy Perry.
He was good, I would say.
Katy Perry was on Def Jam?
She don't need to be in the movie.
Nas? I didn't know he was Def Jam.
Oh my God.
Keith Murray.
He just said a birthday.
Oh, so many.
There is so
many.
Why
am I
many.
Getting so excited? They
Wait, is
just
is does that say does that say Lil Lil Scrappy?
Lil, it does say Lil
is
Scrappy.
Is he on one of the TV the reality
Love
shows?
Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. Well, so that's the thing. It's like
you know.
Trust me, I know Love and Hip Hop.
I don't know it, but no. I know it.
You know of it.
Is that all? So who? I don't know who the rappers are on that show, but I knew Scrappy was on that show.
He was. What else is he going to do?
Nobody else knows who's on there because a lot of times that's the point of
Is he like
the
most famous one? Is he the most famous one on the show? Like,
he
is
might be the dude that Eve used to date is on the show.
Oh,
too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She should be on the show.
Who has produced a lot of careers, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Love and Hip Hop.
Apparently not enough to stay off the reality show circuit, but.
Yeah.
Enough to make a name. So good. Good for him, I guess.
So the Def Jam biopic yes. is only a rumor, of course, right now.
Damn.
But if anything makes sense, this is one that I think absolutely should be made.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is when I watch like a biopic of like a story of people that you know what they look like, that always throws me off. That's like... You can't find someone that looks, acts, and talks sounding just like the person.
Not after Straight Outta Compton. They did it so good.
They did.
Like,
yeah.
You
well,
can't.
Yeah.
In certain situations, you have to choose sort of. You can find someone who looks like the person, or you can find someone who's a good actor.
Yeah.
But
it's
a lot of times it's hard to find both.
Yeah. It's hard for me to get past that.
Like the guy who played Snoop in Straight Outta Compton.
Right. He
sounded
didn't look like him.
Great, but didn't really
didn't
look like him.
Right. And the Suge Knight guy. Looked like Suge Knight, but didn't sound so much like him.
But acted like him.
Yeah. Acted, yes.
So they say, who are the actors that they have tied to this thing?
They've reportedly Michael B. Jordan.
Who I love.
Yeah, okay with that.
I love Michael B. Jordan.
As Russell Simmons and Jonah Hill as Rick Rubin.
As Rick? I don't know.
Yeah. He can't.
I like
the big gray, like the long hair.
That.
I don't know what Rick Rubin looks like.
I don't think
Rubin
he can
like.
Hold
he
that.
Long beard
I don't think it can hold that present.
I
don't think he's mature enough.
It'd be good to see him try.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of like when you heard Paul Giamatti was playing as
he did
Jerry
good.
Heller. Yeah, it was good, but at first you were like, knowing that I read that book over there, and there's a picture of Jerry Heller, and you kind of know what he looks like. It's like okay, kind of.
Oh man, at the Emmys the other night, Andy Samberg made a joke about Paul Giamatti playing every music manager. Ever?
Oh, yeah, because he was in the Beach Boys one too, right?
He played Dr. Landy in the Brian Wilson movie, and then he played. Oh, yeah. He was the manager of musical movie with Tom Cruise, Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
He was the manager in that movie as well. So he's real good
That's
at
awesome.
That. Good at that sleazy manager character.
Yeah. You know what? Private Parts,
the Howard Stern
movie. Yeah, he was the manager of NBC at NBC.
Perfect.
Nice.
Remember the scene where he's like WNBC?
I don't remember that.
Oh, that's classic.
Me neither.
I don't.
There's a one person who is listening on the podcast that's laughing at that.
Oh, my favorite movie, Private Parts.
Private Parts.
Yes, out of control.
So the Def Jam movie would be rumored to be based on the book Life and Death, Sex, Drugs, Money, and God, which was written by Simmons. And I have that over there.
It's right there. It's like the fourth book down.
Yeah.
So
right under the book,
Jonah
Sex,
part,
Drugs,
though.
And Cocoa.
Who else should play Jonah? Because I'm like racking my brain.
Else.
Who else?
Andy Samberg.
Like a Rick Rubin?
Did you say
Andy
Samberg?
Probably could pull it off, though.
I think
now
better.
I'm thinking about it.
I just, Jonah, he's too, I don't know if.
Funny?
But like in a way that, I mean, so was.
Paul Giamatti?
No. So is the character. He's
Jonah's
playing,
Jonah's done a nice job, though. I think because he was really
like
good
serious?
In Wolf of Wall Street. He was outstanding in that as
he's
like
a
serious
actor,
character.
But I'm just saying, that. Like Rick Rubin, like the presence of. I'm just a
right.
huge fan.
The presence.
I just don't know.
That's what I'm
if
saying.
He can
well,
he
just hide. He'll just hide behind a beard.
There you
no,
go.
But
right?
He got curly hair.
That's
just be
true.
A big fro on his chin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
he'd
that long, like
you'd have to
curtain.
Have a prosthetic curtain.
Prosthetic chin.
A curtain of
prosthetic beard.
Yeah.
Sure, I can do it.
Some other kids that could.
All right, guys, I'll do it.
You'll do it?
I'll do it.
You'll do it.
Please.
I'm in.
I could see that. I could see that. Yeah.
You need a Jesus beard.
Damn. You do need a Jesus beard,
well,
but
I
you
could
probably
it.
Do that.
I actually shaved this morning. And
you shaved the Jesus beard this morning?
Yeah. The full one. The full gray.
Yeah, it was all...
Jesus-y?
Yeah.
So having... We've talked about the Dog Pound biopic that they want to make.
Yeah,
and the Tupac.
I heard about that.
Both of which, I'm a big fan of Tupac and Dog Pound. I would love to see those made, but this is so like very important.
This feels
to hip hop, you know.
This feels realistic, like they could actually do this.
Yeah,
and
but
be,
just
and have it be good.
But they need to get people from the industry involved, like Russell, like other people.
Fortunately,
to produce
a lot of
it.
These people are still alive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like if they got the Run DMC members who are still alive,
or
like
LL. We didn't even mention LL.
Oh.
Uncle L.
Mm-hmm.
Rock
Ladies
the bells.
Love LL.
Mm-hmm.
He could. He looks so young. He could probably play himself.
Exactly. Exactly.
I got a story about LL Cool J. One time, he played at the Quest when the Quest was still around.
Aww.
This was probably 10, 15 years. Okay, I always say 10 years ago. I'm going to be realistic. It was like 16 years ago. me and my buddies were like, let's go see LL Cool J. The Core opened up for him. The Core was Toki Wright and Apollo. Is that his name? Or it was Toki Wright's group before he was sold.
I remember the Core.
Wow.
They opened. Me and my buddies were like four of 20 guys out of a sold out show.
Just
so there was
women.
Literally like 95% women.
Of course.
I was just like, oh, I see what's going on here.
That was like, I did this. On a much smaller scale, when Montel Jordan came to town.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
It was
they
like
did a song together.
Me and Joe Grizzly, and then women.
Yeah. A sea of women.
I'm sorry, well, I have to ask you.
Yeah.
Why were you at the Montel?
It was. I got in for free. My friend of the podcast.
Obviously.
Friend of the podcast. EMS actually was working sound at the club at the time, and he's like, "No one's coming to the show. Do you want to get in for free?" And my wife, who's a huge fan of Montel Jordan, was like, "We're going."
Okay.
All right. Sure.
Yeah. Here we go. Because I was like,
it was fun.
What?
Yeah, and in the end, during he was doing this is how we do it, and the rap part comes up. Mm. And he puts the microphone into the crowd, and my wife rapped the whole.
Oh,
nice.
She got to say 6'8".
That was like her. Yeah, that was that was like her moan in the sun.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's awesome. We forgot to mention one artist that was at one time part of Def Jam.
Yeah.
When Island Records and Def Jam had a merger.
Oh God.
Right.
And that band or group was Insane Clown Posse. Yep.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were under.
Yeah, this was probably 2000 because they were signed to Island Records and Island and Def Jam merged. Mm-hmm. Probably some, I don't know, some corporate deal. And so, yeah, they
were
signed to Def Jam.
Pretty big, at, you know.
At one point.
At one point.
I mean, they still are. They'll never, their fans won't ever go away.
This is true. This
true.
Is true. That's, they won't ever go away.
They might, but their fans won't.
No.
It's a
no,
Detroit
I mean,
fan thing, though. Anyone from Detroit, they love Detroit. They're diehard
absolutely.
Detroit all day.
Her husband's
every day.
From Detroit.
Yeah, so
yeah.
They're like diehards.
Shout out to Brad.
Yeah.
So you guys are not familiar with the fact that John and I were juggalos.
In our teenage years.
Were you
years?
Also gigolos?
We were
that
not gigolos.
Yes.
I never got paid for anything.
No.
Gigolos get lonely, too.
Yeah, we were juggalos at one time, and I more so myself, like I would go to Detroit to see ICP perform.
Okay,
that's
you know?
Super hardcore.
You're
that's
so
hardcore.
Calm.
I never did that.
I can't see this.
Yeah, I was younger.
Yeah.
It was younger days, you know, before I was
so
married.
So
listen
to
kids.
ICP. What are you listening to? Like I have
like
never
what
even.
What else
desired.
Are you listening to? Or, I don't know. Like when you're. Nothing. You're not
I'll tell
Sublime.
You. I'll tell you.
Probably.
Sublime? No.
So this would have been like in 19...
Sublime.
Oh,
so like, I think it was like... What year What year did the Great Malenko come out?
Like 98, 99?
I bet it was earlier than that.
Earlier?
I think it was like 97.
Were you listening
to I would have been 14 years old.
No.
And that's when I was like...
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, no, Rob hated Eminem because ICP hated Eminem.
So that's how it went.
Oh. I actually did not hate Eminem.
You didn't. It's not like you didn't have the option to, but when you listened to ICP, you basically just listened to them and like their other artists' music.
Because they had their own label.
And they had a beef with Eminem, and so you hated Eminem, you know.
And because it seems kind of culty. So
It is very cult-ish. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And we ended up going. So much later in life, Rob and I actually both had a chance to perform at their big festival that they do,
the Gathering of the Juggalos.
The Gathering of the Juggalos. It's this big outdoor festival, thousands of people come, and it is the strangest thing. I mean, it's bizarre. It's so fun. I mean, these people they party maybe a little too hard or a lot too hard. But it's crazy. It's like 4 days of just nonsense.
Okay, so I've never listened to them.
Yeah, are you asking
what am I supposed to listen to?
There's a lot of this. There's a lot of whooping.
Yeah. Okay.
No, see, like if you went on like pure rap ability, they are not super good.
No, they're not. Yeah.
No. But they have their little gimmick, their little niche,
right?
You know, and it works for them, and it draws people in, and
it does.
And it's scary.
It is a little scary.
It can be scary.
They
also
do. They do bring in like sometimes pretty decent acts onto their label and into their crew. Like they had Isham was signed to their label for a long time, and Isham is like a Detroit gangster rap legend, you know, or horrorcore.
Not gangster rap.
I don't know.
How about Tech Nine? Did they ever do a show?
They tour together. He plays their festival every year.
Yeah, I bet.
So they're
Like the Tech Nine's always kind of slowly grown to be where he is at now. Mm-hmm. And ICP always had him on tours
when
and stuff.
He was like,
and then so ICP kind of progressed like this, and Tech Nine went like that.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, Tech Nine's huge now. Yeah. But
so did you paint your faces?
Oh, I painted my
face.
I did
a couple times.
Yeah. John and I have we've never had like a full on Juggalo
episode.
We've
talked about doing
podcast.
An entire episode dedicated to ICP and Juggalos and that culture and that world and bringing in people and talking to them about it, but
because it is, it's kind of crazy, like
it's
the
like
impact
anthropology.
It is.
Yeah, the impact it had on my life because, like I said, it was like I just listened to ICP and their music in this era where I didn't listen to Jay-Z, like he was just coming up. That's the only example I can hear or think of right now. But you know, like I just didn't get into it. I was late to listen to Jay-Z, and I was like, "What have I been doing with my life?" Yeah. Yeah, so it's just kind of interesting how you shut everything else out.
Stole moments of your life.
Yeah.
But it's nothing like, you know, I would take back. It's just, you know.
No, it was like it's like a fun thing. You don't regret it.
No.
But it's
no regrets.
But it's like you're not super proud of it either.
Exactly. I was a Juggalo. I'm not that guy.
Yeah. I'm afraid of clowns. I think that's
me
too.
That's not
going on with me. I'm like,
that's
why?
Not going to help the situation. Yeah,
why?
You know? Yeah.
No.
But I did want to talk about ICP because when was this? 2011. The FBI put Juggalos as a gang. They labeled
them
as a gang.
On their official gang registry, which is apparently a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is.
Which is, I would like to say, is pretty unfair. But because, you know, it's just like any group of people, there's always going to be one person that does something bad and then labels the whole group of people as bad, you know.
There are plenty of people who are nice, normal people who listen to, I mean, I think there are, listen to ICP and are not, you know, doing all the stuff. They call them a loosely organized hybrid gang that's rapidly expanding into many U.S. communities.
Right.
Like, they make it sound like it's this big bad thing, but
so
but also it doesn't have the whole context that a lot of other gangs have, which is a lot of unfair things.
Loosely.
Loosely.
Like, loosely. So what's happening?
It's like, is that even a gang
what's
then? Or
on?
Is it just people?
But this is, okay, so when the FBI did this, ICP immediately like brought it to court and they're like, tried to appeal it.
Yeah, actually their lawyer, they partnered with the, I think it was like the ACLU, like big organizations were like, really? And yeah, so they got together, they sued the government and then, I don't recall.
It was rejected.
And then now, there's an appeal
that has been
granted, right?
Yeah. So this is the funny thing about the Insane Clown Posse here. There's a video online, you can watch this, of, so they go to court to discuss this, or I don't know where they go to discuss this, but there's ICP and like their face paint and everything in court. Like, why would you, what? Mm-hmm. Why would you do that? Yeah, I think it must have been a press conference.
Do they wear that home? Like,
no,
to their
they
girlfriends?
No, I don't think so.
I doubt it.
Or it's just like, if you're there, it's just the further
public.
Personify. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't really control what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Public image.
Yeah. And the case that they're taking up with the guy, there are a couple guys who were like the plaintiffs in this case, because ICP hasn't really, I mean, it hasn't affected them all that much, but
right.
It's sort of on behalf of their fans. There's this guy who's saying that he couldn't join the army because he had an ICP tattoo, and because that's like a gang affiliated thing, they say no.
So he had to have it covered up with, like, into a fish or something?
He had his tattoo covered up.
I don't know what it was, but yeah. It's just crazy.
It is.
It's crazy.
Good old ICP.
Yeah. So I have a Hatchet Man tattoo, which is their record label logo.
Wow.
Which my wife would love for me to have it covered up.
I would love for you to have it covered
up. But a good example, a very valid example they used in this video that they were talking about was, you know, some juggalo dad could be driving with his family and get pulled over, and the officer is like, you're in a gang. You have that logo on you. You're in a gang. And then they just pull you out and beat you up.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's what cops do these days.
Rob, you could go to jail for that tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Majority of ICP fans are like white males, so.
Yeah.
You're probably less
happen.
Likely to get beat up by
the
police.
I know. That's the unfortunate reality of that. But either way, I do agree that it's ridiculous that they're labeled as a gang, mm-hmm. you know? Are you guys okay with that?
Gang?
Should they be a gang?
Are they a gang?
No, but
I don't
yay.
Know what they're doing
Wait a
with
minute.
Their lives, to be honest with
yay,
you.
Yay or nay?
You
yay
guys
or
know
nay,
better.
Gang?
Are we voting?
Yay or nay, gang?
I'd say nay, but there's better things that the ACLU could be doing.
Right.
Gathered. They might just be not a gang.
So I would say nay.
Nay gang?
Nay gang.
Nay gang.
But again, I don't know what they're doing with their lives.
I see this as a strong pull for you as a former juggalo.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for some support.
Hits home.
Nay gang is the...
And if they are a gang, is that a bad thing?
Right.
I think that's the thing is, like, what does gang mean? Like,
right.
Are we a gang right now?
We're a gang. We're definitely a gang.
The whole idea of that.
Or are we a posse?
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to be a posse. That sounds better.
Posse up.
Yeah.
There we go. Let's move on. That's enough juggalo news for the day.
This is our last bit of news.
What do you got? Right. What's the last bit of news?
Well, the big announcement of from The Game, who I'm only moderately a fan of, but he announced the documentary 2, which in and of itself isn't all that exciting, but he announced the list of guest appearances on the documentary 2, and it's ridiculous. I don't have the whole list in front of me,
but
from memory, Kendrick Lamar, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, who am I forgetting? There's, I mean, everybody.
Everybody and their mom.
Everyone and their madre. We got production from Pharrell, Swiss Beatz,
what?
Timbaland, DJ Premier, Scott Storch, who I didn't even know was still alive.
Yeah, that's gotta be an old track that he had.
And I think
something.
The documentary was the last Game album that I sort of liked. So I'm excited about it. I'll listen to it anyway.
Yeah.
He's the kind of
go ahead.
I was saying, he's the kind of guy, and Rob and I were talking about this before the show started. He put out a record and there's like four or five really good songs on it,
right.
and the rest of the album is so bad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why can't I find the list here?
Didn't he just do a song with DJ Quick?
Game?
Yeah. I saw it on SoundCloud. And Ambrosia for Heads featured as something
maybe.
From the last month. Maybe it's...
Oh, Absol's on it, too?
Absol?
Ooh,
nice. A lot of West Coast.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, as he is from the West Coast,
right?
This, yeah.
Are you guys fans of The Game?
A couple songs.
Yeah.
I, to be honest, don't know enough about him.
I don't know. I'm a fan of his tattoo work, but I don't know. I just... I'm curious about him in that respect. I have no idea.
So he's got a track with Ice Cube, Dre, and Will.i.am all on one track.
Which is weird.
That could be cool.
Will.i.am?
Yeah, I know. Like,
Will.i.am is from Compton. And The Game.
He sure
was from Compton.
What's that?
At one point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a really good Game track featuring Will.i.am called Compton.
Compton,
yeah, that's a really good.
We missed some pretty major ones.
Whoa, Fergie.
Kanye West. Sort of skipped right over that one.
Jelly Roll, Q-Tip,
Drake,
Future.
Well, okay.
Yeah. It's ridiculous the amount of people who are on the track.
Fergie got stuck on there with Fergie Will.i.am too. For a second song. Okay.
Skrillex. So, he's got a song with Skrillex.
Q-tip's wow. on there.
Yeah, Q-tip. Yeah, Q-tip. Nas, Lil Wayne.
Nas?
Everyone is on this record. So here's, I'll buy it just for the other rappers.
Yeah, that's why. Right. Yeah, it's like the movie you go to because there's good actors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not always really that good.
There's,
but maybe it will be.
I'm not a big fan of double disc albums. I think that's too much music, you know. even Tupac.
Well, what about like, all like eyes old on me. School, like even, vinyl, like right. you know when they did double discs?
Is it just?
Are you
too
saying
much?
Like,
you like
it's well, too much it is, to take in?
No. Music. The problem is like
double
like,
the fun.
All Eyes on Me is like you know they're all good songs,
right?
But if you were to put them all on one album instead of two discs, would be like a solid.
If you cut like four songs off that, combine it into one album, would it be the best rap record of all time?
It could be.
All Eyes on Me.
It could be.
Which would you eliminate?
I don't know. I'd have to go through the track.
We're not going to. That's a conversation for another time.
Tupac
right there.
Fan base will get angry.
Yeah. But this looks like a pretty good album, I gotta say.
October 9th.
October 9th. That's the day.
Also yep. about Tupac, when I saw Straight Outta Compton, mm-hmm. I saw him in the studio. For a moment, I thought he was alive again.
Yeah.
But obviously, he's an actor.
That was a good Tupac.
Are you sure, though?
He was a really good Tupac.
What if that was the
and
real
I got
Tupac?
Chills. That's what I was saying to my friend who I was watching the video.
Oh, man, we should get that.
What if it was hologram Tupac?
That's what I was my second thought.
It was hologram Tupac?
No, it was real.
Because he's still alive.
Actor, but not real Tupac.
The actor is still alive.
And the hologram.
Yes.
Can we unless mention, though, go back to the game, you guys?
Yeah.
The fact that, like, no, I'm sorry. No, but just the fact that he was giving out money, is he going
to
do
that
again?
Oh, yeah. He was giving out $1,000 a day.
Yeah. Just to people in the neighborhood. Like, just people in the community. Like, yeah.
I did not know
that. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She's just walking around giving out money?
Well, he had to like...
Up to $25,000 he gave out.
I think it was like a Twitter thing. Was it Twitter or Instagram?
I think he... Well, I don't know the full story, but I think people were saying that it was just for promotions. And he was like, it started off, maybe it could be, but it was way more money than promotion things. So it was just like him trying to hand out money.
Yeah.
For 25 days.
It says that's a lot of money. Long-running Robin Hood project.
Which wraps up in like 2 days, I think.
Gives away lucky fans $1,000 a day to build up to the release.
Nice.
Is that taxed?
Ooh, that's tax-free.
Tax-free. That is a gift.
Under the table.
That is a
Will
gift.
Will you pay the tax?
Right.
Oh, gift.
A one-time. Can you do like a one-time
a stipend.
Gift? Stipend. Yeah, you can give someone money.
It's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I don't even have any, so I don't even want to bother with it.
You don't want
it? I don't have anything good to talk about.
Well, normally we talk about wrestling.
Right
news
now,
right
we talk
now.
About wrestling news, and we can play the intro and the outro.
Going to wrestling.
Well, Johnny Question Mark's wrestling news that he doesn't have is brought to you by Johnny Question Mark's album, Falling in Like, mm-hmm. which is available for free at johnnyquestionmark.com.
For
that's,
free?
That's right.
For free.
And if you go to johnnyquestionmark.com, you will see the top news story, which is starting tomorrow. My new radio show starts
nice.
On 104.7 WEQY in St. Paul. It's called Hometown Hype, and we are playing 100% local hip-hop music, Minnesota hip-hop.
Oh, nice. Shit.
So, nice. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock p.m., we're working on a way. Right now, it's only on the radio, but we're working on a way to get it streaming as well, so that should be coming soon.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very exciting.
That's awesome. No big news.
We play in, news. We'll be playing music from a lot of guests of past guests of the show. We got our friend Axel Foley, who's been on. We have Manifesto.
And Axel Foley is not falling for the banana in the tailpipe trick.
No, of course not.
No.
Shout
Literati.
Out to Manny.
Yeah. Lots of past guests on the show. Baby Shell. We'll be playing
Baby
some Baby Shell.
Shell.
So, yeah,
maybe me and DJ Carey will have to make a song.
There you go. We'll play you. I love it.
As long as it's edited for radio.
Mm-hmm.
Watch
make
your
sure.
mouths.
Yeah.
Potty mouths. That should be the name of the song.
Potty mouths.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't have wrestling news. You want to have wrestling news? Google Sting. Sting got hurt. Okay, wrestling news.
Sting.
No, Sting the wrestler.
Oh.
If Sting the singer got hurt, I would not care.
No.
I mean, not the personal against Sting the singer. I just. I don't have a Sting segment. Like a
we could.
The police?
The police, yes.
Police news?
Well, let's talk about the another way to support this podcast.
Yes.
Before we get into Versed Radio, DJ Lady M, DJ Kari,
mm-hmm.
we're going to talk about another good way to support the. It's not the best way, but it is a way
it's
to
a
support
great
this podcast.
Way.
You know, because, you know, we do this podcast every week. We mm-hmm. don't make $1 million every week.
No, we do not.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But you need to go hook up with the game. Find him on the street.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes.
$1,000.
That would be a good way to support the podcast.
That would be a nice
Give
way.
Us your $1,000 yeah. that game
yeah.
gave you.
Yeah. 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 And we'll talk about him every week if he did that.
But what's right. another thing that you can do?
You can go to thankyourob.com/Amazon. Mm-hmm. This is going to take you to Amazon. The Amazon website that you know and love. You buy all your goods there. Not all your goods, but you
your
buy stuff
goods.
There. Yeah. And what that does, it takes you to Amazon. It's just the same website you know, just a unique URL, and buy your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use your Prime. You can use gift cards.
You can do anything.
Anything you want that you normally do.
Yep.
That's within reason, of course.
Of course.
And just a little bit of advertising fee comes to the podcast.
Comes back to the podcast.
Nice.
So
help
it's like
us cover production costs. We have 4 microphones now.
We do. Mm-hmm.
We don't have to borrow microphones from my home studio.
From your personal stash.
From my personal microphone stash. Which I never minded doing, by the way.
No,
I'm always
he didn't.
Glad to do it.
He didn't. But it's a good way because you're going to buy stuff on Amazon anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, Christmas time is coming. It's going to be big. It's going to be
the goose
that.
Is getting
it's
fat.
Still September.
It is.
Snow's
but
long.
As,
right
as,
around the corner.
As you know now, that. Today is the first day of fall. First day of autumn.
So you're going to buy a winter jacket.
Do you know when fall ends? December 21st, which is just days before.
That is that
Christmas.
Right?
That is right.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
I hate the seasons.
John, I am in touch with the seasons.
Clearly.
All right, I'm in touch.
Knows
so,
about that equinox.
I do. Yeah.
Oh, Rob.
So, thankyourob.com/Amazon,
or
if you're more comfortable with typing amazon.thankyourob.com, it takes you there too.
Or if you just want to go to thankyourob.com, you can click the Amazon Associates link.
Yeah, that works too. That works too.
Three
anyway,
ways.
Any way you would like to cut that pie.
As the Lonely Island would say, three-way climax.
Three-way climax. We appreciate it, though. We do appreciate it. Any support and that's
what your donation button should be called. Three-way climax.
Three-way
like
climax.
That.
And then there'll be three different
I think things. I don't know if people would be comfortable clicking that button.
I would.
What does this mean?
Don't click it at work.
They'd click it out of curiosity, I think. Yeah.
But you could say hashtag suited for work.
There you go.
You know, just
safe for work.
Make them feel safe about it.
Perfect.
Well, DJ Lady M, Emily.
Yes.
DJ Cardi. DJ Cardi.
Cardi. Yeah.
First Radio.
First right. Radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys been doing this for a little while still,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. What is it?
2 years almost.
2 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's a podcast. Just to answer my own question.
Yeah.
We're on KFAI Radio.
Mm-hmm. So you guys pre-record yourself and then
yes.
air? Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's not live.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. But the energy is.
The energy is very live. There, there
live.
You go.
Yep.
That's good. Mm-hmm. How did you guys get started in that?
We were friends first. We met through
doing a show.
Yeah, we organized a show for Headwaters. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of invited myself over to Takara's house mm-hmm. for a couple times yeah. when she still lived in Uptown and I worked there. And we did
IW,
International yeah. Women's Day show called Ours for Raps, mm-hmm. Which is from JJ Fad's song. And it was about women in hip hop. And then there's an opening for a show on KFAI and we decided to submit mm-hmm. and we didn't get the first choice. We got
and
the
we
second.
Have to say that we're okay with not getting the first
yeah.
choice because the first choice was Soul Tools and it was them keeping
bomb
in
show.
Mm-hmm. Rhyme Sayer. You know,
mm-hmm.
in
right.
the radio station. So we're pretty happy that we at least
mm-hmm.
came in second
right.
place there. It's pretty
yeah. Yeah.
honorable.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we're doing the web show thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Web show?
Web show / podcast. It's
okay.
a web show.
So it's on KFAI's website.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice. Yep. And KFAI, for those unfamiliar, 90.3 in Minneapolis and 106.7 in St. Paul.
Yes.
You can tune in. And is it every Thursday?
It's every other Thursday.
Every other Thursday.
It's 2 hours of music and guests. And for holidays and other things, we do themes.
Mm-hmm. Halloween is coming up. We always do a Halloween
That's our
show.
Biggest one.
Nonstop yep. Insane Clown Posse.
There you go.
Everything but.
I was going to say it's ICP Christmas.
ICP Christmas.
ICP songs. Christmas.
Mostly not.
No, you, I mean, you never. I'm just throwing it out there.
It's like, it's more like 99.9% not that.
Not that. In
yeah.
Point one.
Right. Maybe an instrumental.
Yeah.
I don't know what those sound like. But if people were curious about listening, they could go to kfai.org/verstradio. Mm-hmm. It's like a verse with a D at the end.
V-E-R-S-E-D.
Mm-hmm. Radio. You could listen there. We even have online. KFAI has an online app that you can get on your phone for free and search us.
I like free.
That way. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we have a Twitter and a Facebook and Instagram. And
you're out, so you're out there on the old there. Social media.
Yes. We're trying.
Yeah.
So what made you guys want to do something like the podcast radio show? I'm gathering you guys are fans.
We're both hip hop heads. Yeah. I think the opportunity came. Artists for Raps was really dope to go ahead and do a playlist. And it's a great opportunity for us to do a playlist. But it's also really dope when we do interviews and we get to talk to like our community and have them on the show. And we always tie it back to music in some way. Mm-hmm. But there's also like just a lot of activists and other people in our community that come on the show. And
yeah, like one of our past guests, DJ Kari, went to school, elementary and high school.
Oh yeah, yeah. She was just nominated for an Emmy, yeah, and so was
Bianca.
Yeah. All in the crew, you know, like yeah. So. And then that's the great thing too is like Minnesota is so tiny, you know everyone by just like arm's reach.
Like Manifesto, we went to high school together.
Right.
Oh, cool. Now he's a hip hop star and I'm a radio.
Manny's big time though.
He is, absolutely.
Yeah.
Someday he'll be too big for our little podcast, but not yet.
Not yet.
Well, when that day, thank God.
There you go. When that day happens, we can all say he was on our show.
Right.
Way back.
He was on our show two times.
Right.
That's right.
So wow. I think that, yeah, that's why it's awesome to do playlists. And then we usually invite people to come on and do their own playlists, which is dope too, because then it infuses like their favorites. And
Another cool thing we do, since we like themes, we've done all sorts of themes. But when we started, or DJ Kari's idea is brackets. So the idea, kind of like March Madness, but putting different artists together. Uh-huh. We had a first one. We're going to do a second one later this month and start doing more of those.
It's a great idea.
So like best of you know, the 90s of all time, of a certain genre, of a certain...
Whatever. Our last brackets? Was it
Public Enemy?
Public Enemy won our last brackets.
Yeah.
It's
hard.
Funny that you mentioned that, because Rob and I took the almost exact opposite tact about a year ago when we decided to do a bracket for the worst rapper
of all time
in the world.
Who won?
I don't remember. Was it?
Insane
was it
Young Clown Posse?
No, they lost in the first.
Yeah, they were in
there. Lost in the first round. Yeah. Was it Young Thug?
It was either.
Oh, don't do that.
It was like a current. It was like a current rapper.
It was
someone modern.
Yeah.
Was it Chief Keef? No. Was it Gucci? Was it Gucci Mane?
No.
It was
they were all in.
It might have been Waka Flocka.
It might have been Waka Flocka. I'm gonna see if I can find that quick.
It might have been Waka Flocka actually, but I was surprised at how much hate like the newer people got. Iggy wasn't even on the list.
What?
No. And like really bad people probably should have moved on. Like Kevin Federline. He only made one.
He didn't make it past the first round.
He rapped?
Oh yeah. He put out a whole rap album. No, he was bad.
You should have been more in tune with our worst rapper bracket. it might have opened your eyes to some.
Well,
some
you might have to be on one of our future judges.
Bizarre from D12, I think, made it pretty far
on
the
list.
Yeah.
I forgot about that group.
And it was called the Best Worst Rapper.
Best Worst Rapper.
Okay.
Yeah, we have guest judges for our brackets, so that you know, it's we got to break up. Yeah,
we got
Rob,
I think we'd be perfect for that, don't you think?
Yeah, we might have to call you up for future brackets.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, keep it in our wheelhouse, though. It's got to be about ICP, right?
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
He's kidding. He is joking.
Obviously,
but you guys are even.
Not really.
Oh wait, here we go.
You found the bracket. Who won?
It was Waka Flocka.
It was Waka Flocka.
That's good because
the worst rapper.
When we tell people about it, they're always like, "Who won?" And we're like, "I don't remember." But obviously, you guys don't remember some of yours either, so that's fine. But that's cool. Those are fun to do. It keeps you involved. Keeps people involved.
Keeps people engaged for sure.
So you guys are fans of the female MCs, though, because I see you have like the Missy moment on the show.
Mm-hmm. That's my doing.
That's you. Okay.
So how much did you lose your I don't know if you're a football fan, but when Missy Elliott came out at the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
Like, did you completely lose your shit? Did you know she was going to be there? Had you done your research on the internet?
I wasn't watching, but I did watch it on YouTube afterwards. Because
I remember seeing it and being like, I did not know this was happening. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Since I'm pretty big up on Missy,
you knew
there was a leak about that she might be there.
And then
so.
I remember going on the internet and people saying, man, whoever this new person that Katy Perry brought out, she's going to be super famous.
Right.
Oh, God.
You're so young.
That's like the Kanye when he did the song with Paul McCartney.
Yeah, and everyone's like, this Paul McCartney guy is going to be huge.
Yeah. You got to love the youth of today.
But back to the original point. I mean, it's especially around here, there is such a wealth of I think female talent in our hip hop scene, and I think really in shows and radio and podcast. Underrepresented, you know, and so I think it's really exciting what you guys are doing and trying to bring female hip hop artists. That's with the radio show that I'm working on right now. That's been one of my biggest challenges. I'm reaching out. I'm like, give me your music because I want to play more female artists. And some have done a good job getting back to me. But it's like when you're doing something like this, you want it to be, you know, spread across. You want to get all different kinds of people from all different kinds of backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
So it's fun to see.
Try.
Yeah.
We like everyone from.
Well,
all
and
backgrounds.
Not just muse. I mean, not just women either. Mm-hmm. Like, right. We also have things like we have like Leaf, and we're big Frida fans. So I don't know if you know anything about Big Frida. We're big. So it's just music that typically might not get airplay,
right?
Because it's not typical hip hop. But then we love old school classic, and we also try to play a lot of youth hip hop. We had Destiny.
Yeah, we have younger people come on the show too.
We had JSO Creative. Mm-hmm. You know, other younger people up.
Do you have the Hot Cheetos and Takis kids on there?
No.
The rich kid. What are
rich,
they called?
Y and I rich kids.
Yeah. I saw them perform live though. And the girl in it, she performed a Missy song, but it was clean. So it was like really cute when she was trying to, you know, bleep out the dirty parts.
There's the youngest, I think he's like the littlest kid in the crew that is like Mystical.
He screams like Mystical.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He's amazing. Like a cross between Mystical and ODB.
God.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
A few years ago, that's I was great. In the crowd at Soundset when,
what's
his name from
one?
3-6 Mafia was playing. And not
the one who
not
passed.
DJ Paul, the famous one.
That's funny. We're like the famous one.
The famous one from 3-6 Mafia, who's like super well known. He always raps about drugs. Juicy J.
Yeah.
So Juicy J is on stage, and I'm like, there's this big commotion behind me. I turn around, and it's the whole crew, all the
kids.
Yeah. And they're just going, and I keep like trying to cover their. I'm like, you shouldn't be listening to this music.
Cover your ears. Where are your parents?
Don't do drugs.
Where are your parents?
I felt like very. And in that moment, I realized I was old.
Yeah.
So instead of like having fun, my instinct was to protect these children.
Yeah.
I saw them at Soundset too. They walked by, and my oldest son is a big fan of the Hot Cheetos and Takis song.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. The only reason he wants to eat Hot Cheetos and Takis, by the way. Only reason.
I love those.
I had a party once.
Way before
bought Hot Cheetos and Takis. And no one even opened the Takis. I was like, what the hell? Come on, people, don't you like Takis?
Yeah. I still have
never eaten a Takis. I think
What's
I threw the bag
you?
Of Takis away.
Oh, I didn't know about Takis before the song.
I Cheetos.
What? Where am I?
I prefer Jesus. Original Cheetos to Hot Cheetos,
No.
You like the hot? Yeah, you like hot Cheetos.
Yes,
better
I grew
than
up with hot Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Me and my mom.
Your hands are all dirty. I mean,
they're all red.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? What are you
I like
eat?
Regular,
plain
regular
wait,
Cheetos.
If I wait,
eat regular Cheetos. I put hot sauce on them.
Like, what?
Wait,
interesting.
You guys will. Your minds will be blown. One of the teens I used to work with, what she does is get a Philadelphia cream cheese container, dips her hot Cheetos in there. It's
no
so good
cream cheese and hot
it
Cheetos.
Is so good
there's nothing about that
like
that's
that.
Healthy
if you've learned anything from this podcast please
it's
go and
cream
try
cheese
that.
And hot Cheetos
I mean I'd try it. I'm not I would
just try that
it's don't amazing. Don't knock that's it till you've me. Tried it
right.
Rob
yeah
oh my god I'm getting hungry right now
well I have to stop on the
I
way
don't
home.
Have any I don't have any hot Cheetos or Takis
yeah
yeah
just smell the candle
times.
Well, should we get into this to the high five?
High five.
There we go. Bum, 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 bum. We got five hard-hitting questions for you guys. Very hard-hitting.
I hurt?
No, they won't hurt.
Yeah, they won't hurt.
Physically
hard.
Maybe emotionally. Ooh. Yes. Maybe mentally.
Time to get vulnerable. Physically. Time to get Drake here.
You really really cut to the core of who you are. Ooh, in the high Drake. Five.
John, you want
to
start it off?
Yeah. So how do you want me? Should we go back and forth? Or should we ask? Yeah. We'll do two questions each, and then we'll save the five will be for both.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm right. Nervous.
Mm-hmm. Here goes.
Hey, cool. Just take a second. Take a breath. Okay. You know, breathing. Okay. Breathe. Okay. Breathe. You guys are going to do great.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. All right.
You ready for this?
I'm ready. Who wants to go first?
Raise. Show of hands.
Or depending on the question.
Raise your hand.
All right.
Kari's up.
Kari.
All right.
What terrible fashion trend did you fall prey to in your teenage years?
Terrible.
They were all good for you, right?
They were all good.
They've all aged perfectly. None of them look bad.
There wasn't any terrible. I was really into the flannel, the baggy clothes. Mm. I mean, I don't think TLC. There was anything terrible.
Nothing too terrible? Wow.
Nothing too... Well...
Everyone has like one thing. Like, oh, God. I shouldn't have worn that.
Yeah, no. I'm not really embarrassed. maybe biker shorts. I mean, I did rock the biker shorts, the neon side stripe biker shorts at one point.
Every day. Yeah. That was me.
So I guess.
I'm just kidding.
I guess.
The biker shorts.
I guess that's my only.
All right.
Biker shorts. Mm-hmm. All right. Emily, what is the worst job you've ever had?
Well, I'm a woman of many jobs. I like always have at least two part-time jobs. I got a lot of side hustles. I don't believe in, you know, one source of income. So there's probably been more than just one. but definitely one of the worst was a call center in Eagan. But, you know, the high point of that job was meeting someone from Minneapolis who had a pet squirrel.
Interesting.
But then he got fired, so the job really lost it for me.
So did you ever get to see the squirrel ever?
No, they named it. His mom caught it. It was
and
in
they
a
just
cage.
Kept it. It was a wild squirrel that they just put in a cage.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a pet. That sounds like captivity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like mixed between that and then
crazy.
Another cool thing is that he worked at Rags to Riches. I don't know if you guys know that.
I'm not familiar.
It was an old store on Dowling over in Northside, and my friend kind of from high school lived near there, and I was like, "Wow, I didn't know someone actually, you know, that I would know worked at the that store." And anyway. If anyone knows that store.
So you're going with the call center as the worst job.
I am.
Worst.
Yeah, it was just so crushing.
Just the fact that like you're sitting and taking phone calls all day.
It was painful in all sorts of ways. We had to call people and survey them. You know, people get really mean.
No one
I had to
that.
Drive out to Eagan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You sit in these little cubes.
All right. Man. The cube farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The cube farm.
All right. And Kari, are you ready for this one? If you committed a murder, where would you hide the body? Or how would you hide the body? I mean, if you
That's
have
so good.
You know, I've watched a lot of Breaking Bad, a lot of Anarchy. I probably wouldn't hide the body. I would get rid of the body. I would acid the body.
Acid that shit.
Yeah.
You do use like it. What did they? What was that they used? Was it hydrochloric acid that they used in Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
And then the tub comes. I mean, spoiler
She's
alert.
She's like, "Yep, I got
the
it.
Tub comes
I got it back
well,
up on my.
If you're not watching, it, if you haven't watched it,
that's early on in the.
Yeah, I guess
show.
That's what.
That's
I
how
do.
You do it, huh?
I would get rid of the body altogether, or
You'd never get caught.
You'd never get caught. You'd be a great murderer.
Everyone gets caught, though. I want to say that. If there's any murderers listening, everyone gets caught.
Even Superfly Jimmy Snuka from wrestling.
Yeah.
70 years. He committed a murder in, what, 1982?
Yeah.
He just got arrested for it.
Arrested for it this year.
Nobody gets away.
Nobody gets away. Wow. Remember that, Kari. Remember that.
Remember that.
All right, Emily, you ready for this?
Yeah. Bring it.
I'm going to get a little serious here.
Oh, boy.
Do you fear death, or have you accepted that as part of life?
Whoa.
Oh, I know, right?
Every once in a while, it gets super heavy.
You dropped the bomb on me.
Oh, that's a great song. I would say not fear, but, you know, to be serious, it feels like there's been a lot of death. Recently, I don't know, maybe because it's fall, but a lot of young people passing, that's mm-hmm. been pretty hard. So I think about, you know, what if that happened and all the things I've yet to do, which maybe be selfish. But I wouldn't say fear so much so as
not ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Not ready.
But you've accepted.
Yeah. I mean,
it's inevitable.
It is inevitable.
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe in the future they'll find a way to make it numb.
And I would no. I want to die at
you
a certain
you
point.
Do?
I don't believe
you don't
want to
live
the,
forever?
No. I think that would be awful.
Do you
want to
be forever young?
Forever young.
John, that's the first time you sang.
No, you say that every time I sing on the show. I've never heard you sing.
Probably not.
Yeah,
I mean, being, you know, a white person, we're going to get really wrinkly and ugly pretty fast. But that doesn't
She's right,
mean...
though, that black don't crack.
Black don't crack.
That's true.
Nice. We're just talking about LL Cool J.
Right.
Right, there you go. Good example.
Whereas, like me, all those years of smoking cigarettes, I'm going to look like I'm 75 years old.
Michael
like,
Caine.
In like a week.
You already look like George Burns.
Wow, that's harsh.
I'm just kidding.
But I don't fear the wrinkles, you know. I think there's a lot of really cool older people I know that have done pretty awesome stuff, and I hope to be like them.
All right. Fair enough.
All right, last question.
So what are we gonna ask for this last question?
I mean, since it's your show, since it's the Thank You Rob podcast, I was going to let you pick it.
And Johnny question mark.
Yes. Let's... While I try to figure out a question here.
It's our hold music.
I like this question, so I'm going to ask
this
one. All
right, let's do it.
Okay. And this is for both of you.
All right.
If you had a time machine, where would you go?
Or when
would you go?
Okay, we're operating under the assumption that this time machine travels not only through time, but around. So it's not like if you went back in time, you would be here. In this room, like you could go places,
cool.
You know what I'm saying? It's a time machine that also moves
probably be like a
through
field.
It moves through time and space.
Future,
yes,
too. Oh,
yes,
wow.
Future, yes.
Very few people choose to go to the future.
Yeah,
no, that shit's too scary.
Would you go back to the future though?
Maybe. I'd get the sports almanac. Shh, Kari's got an answer. Silence. Please.
Yeah, well, okay, so in full disclosure, I, like, heard you guys do the high five with Antonia, and she said my answer.
Shout
and
out.
I was like, what are you doing with your life? That was my answer. But I am a big Zora Neale Hurston fan, so that's why the Harlem Renaissance.
The Harlem Renaissance, I remember
of interest
that.
Interest to me. Mm-hmm. However, I would rather go and sit on the porch with Zora and watch her as she's watching her community while before she writes her books. So that's where I would go. I would just chill on the porch with Zora.
Nice.
All right.
Good answer.
Go back and kick it with Tina Marie, and just really ask her about her relationship with Rick James.
Exactly. Yeah.
And just about herself and why she's so amazing. And I would get to live in the 70s. Which would be pretty dope, and I go roller skating with her, and maybe Studio 54.
Of course.
What else would you do?
Wait,
in the 70s?
Can I have a second answer?
It's the number one 70s thing is roller skating.
Yeah, I have a second answer too that involves like my family, and it's way more sentimental. But that's gonna be my answer.
I like roller skating.
Kari, let's hear it. What was your second answer?
I'm really into Dictators. So I would love to. No, I really
and she knows how she's going to murder her.
I seriously don't think
body.
Anyone has ever said
totally,
that sentence before.
I'm a nerd.
Right.
That's what
I'm
I am.
Super
I'm a nerd.
Dictators.
I love history.
Me too.
I totally would want to go back to when Hitler was around because it just feels like sometimes it feels like what's going on now where people are just kind of like they just let stuff happen. And eventually if you just let stuff happen, then people are in control before you know it if we just are all silent and quiet. So I would want to actually be in Germany so that I can actually like hear really the propaganda that was going on on that time and just kind of like ask questions. Now, I probably wouldn't be there for long being who I am.
Right. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. What if this happens, Kari? What if the propaganda is so good, you get pulled in?
You get sucked right in, yeah.
That's what I wonder,
you're
you
messing
know?
With the space-time continuum.
Woman.
Now I wonder.
No, you're too smart.
Maybe I would
that.
Give him his donuts. You know, he was on an all-donut diet. Did you guys know that? I know tons of Hitler facts.
Is that real?
Really?
No, it is real.
Okay.
There's so many Hitler documentaries on Netflix. Have you ever watched it? Yeah, I just watched one called Hitler and the Occult.
Oh, that sounds bomb.
Yeah, it's... I watch that sort of shit before I fall asleep.
That's every like how I watch True Detective and like Walking Dead and all this that's scary shit before I go to sleep.
How are you not an Insane Clown Posse fan at that point?
I don't know.
You've brainwashed yourself to be into this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen some pretty crazy stuff before I've gone to bed because I'm so hyped up on it.
Sleep with the door open.
That's right.
All the way light on.
It goes back and forth with the wind, so I can't do that. Gotta be safe.
Well, very good answers there, I'd say.
I agree. Very good answers.
Very good. And I don't think we've ever had anyone say a dictator to witness a dictator. But you're right. That is a very important part of history and interesting thing to witness here.
I think it's different when you get people who are media people, like radio show hosts, podcast hosts, people like that. Musicians always seem to want to go back to either like Woodstock or like they want to go to like the birth of Motown or stuff like that. Right. That's what people, but when you get people who aren't musicians or aren't, I mean, they're, you know, media personalities, if you will, you get very different answers.
Views. Yeah.
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 Well, she's a Tina Marie, and she's a DJ. That's true.
That's true.
You
know, see, there you go.
Yeah,
I mean, you could consider that.
Real quick, could I shout out an event that?
Oh, Jesus!
Please do.
Yeah, of course, of course.
I happen to be spinning it, but I also want to shout it out because my friend asked. It's going to be her birthday. She's a Libra. Her name is Serena, and it will be at this place called The Creep.
Like, the Creep?
Like,
that sounds like my
TLC
kind of place.
Song, The Creep. Yeah. Not mine, but apparently I'm going to be spinning there. Anyway.
I've never heard of The Creep. Is this a real place?
Oh, you
place,
should go.
Southside.
Just kidding.
October 3rd, 10 p.m., 2371 East 25th Street. Oh, it's still 3 a.m. Huh. I thought bar closes 2
It
a.m.
is. Is this like one of those after hours clubs?
It's a Creep.
It's Creep.
I'd
start asking questions there.
Anyway, it's my friend's birthday, and it should be pretty good. Hip hop and reggae and some funk, and only $5 suggested donation.
Nice. That's cool.
That's October 3rd.
October 3rd.
Shout out to
October
Serena.
3rd.
You guys said you had
what
some
up,
questions.
Serena?
Questions for us.
We do have questions for you.
We'll
start with
do I want to hit the high five button again?
Yeah.
Sure.
There might not be five.
I think
it could
you should
be
play
four.
The serial news intro instead.
Cereal. Here's some Uncle Al for you.
Yeah. Uncle?
Uncle
is that old?
Because we don't have a button bar button for when people ask us questions, so we're just going to play Cereal News. Cereal.
Look at I'm a DJ.
It was either that or the boner alert, so.
I'm just kidding. It's not that easy. I know that.
Nice.
Wow, it's still going.
So many buttons.
Yeah, high five.
I love buttons.
Let's start with our one that we always do.
Go ahead. Right. Do that.
Should we do that?
Do that.
All right. What is your
Red.
First memory? Of hip-hop
first memory.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, I need can I go with the time machine answer? Time machine,
your personal.
Just kidding.
First memory.
My first memory would be back in East Bethel
in your younger days,
northern suburbs of the Twin Cities. Kid had a Two Live Crew, as nasty as they want to be. And I just remember, you know, you're a kid and you're like, there's these half naked women on there. I was like,
yes,
I like this. but that, I remember listening to that and just, I don't know, I was hooked. And then another friend dubbed me a copy of Ice Cube's Death Certificate. I didn't have I had the dubbed copy, and that was it.
Nice.
I was just like, holy shit, this stuff happens in America. Mm-hmm. For one thing, big booty women and like the gangster rapping
right,
side
right.
of it. Yeah. And that was probably my earliest memories of it.
I think the earliest memory I can think of that like of hip hop where like actively, like where it affected me in sixth grade. I was in sixth grade. I went to Catholic school for kindergarten through eighth grade. And I was in sixth grade and a friend of mine was in the eighth grade. And I remember him making a cassette tape. For one side was Warren G was the Regulator album.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side was, this is horrible, It was, do you remember when the Bloods and Crips made an album together?
Yes.
A rap album where they rapped?
Oh yeah. Banging on Wax.
Nice. Yeah, and that was on one side of the cassette, and Warren G was on the other side of the cassette, and he's like, listen to this. And I went home, and I was like partially terrified and partially like, this is my shit.
Right.
And I just listened to it, and I still have that tape.
Nice.
To this day. Awesome. So I would have been, 10 or 11 years old probably. Nice. So here we are 20 years later. Nice. I still have that cassette somewhere. So yeah, that was what. And it was weird, like a Catholic school, no one was listening to hip hop. Like this was,
let alone the Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
It was a real weird. It was very strange. But
that is.
Yeah. That like got me into it super hard.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Sunburst Radio, we're pretty big fans of Halloween, as we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
What are your favorite horror movies?
Oh, man.
If you can't pick one, you could do top two or three.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not. I'm actually not a huge fan of horror movies.
You still have to answer.
Yeah, I will. No, I guess like when I was younger.
Or thriller, if you want to, you know, like subdivisions of
right.
the horror, that's cool too.
Yeah. I'd say any of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies
were
big. Mm-hmm. I remember, I was big in those. But in my adult life, I'm just like, the scary movies don't really do much for me anymore.
Right.
I'd rather laugh.
Mm.
But anyways, but Nightmare on Elm Street always had like a little bit of comedy in there. Freddy Krueger, I was always had like a one-liner somewhere that was like, he's kind of scary, but he says funny shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was cool. And I remember I went to saw, I think it was called, is it part 4 that's Freddy's Dead? I don't remember which part. It was in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I went to the theater.
This glasses and everything.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you an awesome hip-hop tie to that movie was I went and saw it in the theater, and it was like the old-school 3D glasses, the red and blue. And on the glasses was advertised for House Party 2.
Yes.
In theaters. That's how long ago that was.
Wow.
Yeah. I am 36 years old.
Rad.
Do the math.
That's super rad. I like that song.
Oh, man. And yeah, I don't. I'm sort of a wimp. I've scary movies and horror movies and stuff just never.
Thriller?
Yeah, well, here's actually the first thing I thought of was funny enough, brought it back to Insane Clown Posse.
Oh,
we were performing one year at the Gathering of the Juggalos, and they did this thing late night horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
And on the screen, they were showing. The Rob Zombie
House of a Thousand Corpses.
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here like, this is. I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Around people
who are crazy.
And it had like the clown guy in it, right?
Yeah, clown.
It had the clown guy in it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was scary.
That
scared the shit out of me.
I haven't seen it.
Oh my
I've seen
God.
It. Yeah.
And then I watched the other one that sort of, because there was House of a Thousand Corpses. And Devil's Rejects.
Yeah, Devil's
and they
Rejects.
Went together,
yeah.
And they're both make me very uncomfortable.
Well, the really scary movies of today are kind of, they go for like the psychological type aspect, which those movies are.
Yeah.
And then there's movies like The Human Centipede that's just like, that's just disturbing.
I just stopped watching that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like, why would you make a
the
movie like that?
The concept of Human Centipede just makes me so uncomfortable.
Good. I'm glad.
Concept's enough. Yeah. Why'd you
I'm glad, I'm glad nobody here was like, oh, I love The Human Centipede.
Movie.
You haven't
now.
That
like
was Hitler's
horror
favorite movie.
Action.
Yeah, right.
There's like that whole genre. I think we talked about it last week a little bit, where it's become like almost bizarre. Like they have the
Sharknado.
Yeah. Lavalantula.
But those aren't like those aren't horror. Are they?
Like comedy.
Yeah.
No, they're more comedy. Yeah.
You know what's
strange.
Comedy? The Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
You want a funny movie.
I haven't. God, it's been so long since I've seen The Exorcist.
Yeah. Did you have another question?
Me.
No, I give me
brain.
Another question.
The last question we have for you is,
yes.
What would you be doing if you didn't produce a podcast? And that doesn't mean any other thing, because you guys do a lot of other things, mm-hmm. like your dads, your mm-hmm. rappers and designers. And if you none of those things that you were doing in your life, like what else would you be doing? For example, in my other life, I would be a detective.
Oh,
wow.
Detective.
It's true.
That's nice.
In another life when we're both cats.
I don't rap anymore, just so you guys know that.
Retired rapper.
Retired rapper. So I'd be rapping. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
No.
Wow. So it's kind of like, what would your dream job be kind of deal?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or if you, you know, because it's podcast could be looked at as a hobby if you had some extra time. What
right.
What else would you do?
So career as a hobby or a career, okay.
Yeah.
You got an answer ready to
I
go?
I do. I would write. Go. I would write. I have a degree in English from the University of Minnesota, and I love to write. And it's one of those degrees that you use all the time, mm-hmm. but you also never use.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. And so if I had more time and if I wasn't doing music and podcasting and the radio show, I would probably write.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have two answers
because
mm-hmm. I guess I loved playing football. I would like to play professionally.
Yeah.
I have no idea how realistic that is, yeah. but there's that. But
what position would you play?
Mm-hmm. I'd be a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I got speed. I got moves.
You look fast.
Yeah, I'm incredibly fast. I got skills. I'm a geek. For those that don't know, I'm a nerd. I like computers. I like technology.
You explained the equinox at the beginning.
Yeah,
yeah, you, did. Yeah, you are a nerd.
But the reality of that is, I really didn't know about that shit. I was reading it off a piece of paper. Yeah. I was faking the funk.
Sure, sure.
But I would probably be like an app developer or something, making some money, like cool. Damon Wayans.
Like Damon Wayans and his stupid app.
Damon Wayans develops apps now. I don't know if you guys knew
he
that.
He developed a business card app. It was called like Flick It or something like that.
Flick Dat?
Flick Dat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently.
Why do you need a business
card? You both have the app and then you flick your business card to that person. But you have to pay money. So it's like, why would you just give them a business card?
You know what's free? Business cards.
Right.
Email.
Yeah.
Like, why can't
and literally it's like, here you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to flick that at you.
Or I could just use my phone and be like, yo, what's your
number?
What's the digits?
I don't think Damon Wayans is thinking about that.
I mean, it's a cool idea, I guess, if I was like walking past one. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But, the app development stuff takes a lot of time. Yeah. And like learning
brain power.
I mean, I have ideas. I actually have always had ideas for apps, but
I hope they're better than Flick Dat.
Yeah. How you execute them, you got to learn the coding and everything, how to program those apps. But
nice.
I would love to do that. Yeah. And that's probably more realistic than playing professional football. And also I'd have to play for the Packers.
Everybody's got a dream, Rob.
Yeah. How about I built an app for the Packers.
There you go.
I don't know what it is, but I do it. All right. Nice. Well, that's cool. Thanks for asking us questions, guys. No, people
we never get it. And people never ask us.
Nobody cares
questions.
About us.
No. We did.
Thank you.
Well,
you
I appreciate
care.
That.
You
best,
guys care.
Best guests yet.
I know.
So, Versed Radio, you go to kfai.org.
Yeah, not KFI. Some people have said KFI.
KFan.
Or
K-fan. No.
KFAI.org.
/Versed Radio. You can also hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Versed Radio.
They're going to be inundated with links to in our Facebook post for the episode. People will have no shortage of how to access you guys.
That's
no,
great.
It'll be there.
It'll
That's
be there.
Great.
They can flick that.
Flick that.
Yeah, click that. Well, thanks for coming through, guys. Appreciate
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I got to remind the listeners to head over to thankyourob.com where you can listen to past episodes. The last week with Antonia.
Was a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
Shout out to Antonia.
She's awesome.
She really is.
Even the past episodes with like Amber Ace Cleveland. She's on a few times.
Out,
and actually, Emily was on. Do you stop through on the For the Love show?
For the Love. That's
with
right.
Antonia. With side by side.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was. I apologize. There were so many guests. I don't remember who was there with
in
who.
What order.
Yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of, what order?
Lots of people we've mentioned.
It's probably five words, of each person.
Lots of people we mentioned in the show and I have past episodes of the podcast.
Yeah.
For example,
Manifesto.
That's someone that we brought up earlier. Baby Shell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Axel Foley.
Yep. Axel Foley. Lots of great,
Tupac.
Great talent. Tupac.
Hologram Tupac. He's been on.
Wow.
In spirit. Yeah.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Paul Giamatti.
Eazy-E.
Yep, Eazy-E.
Jerry Heller. Right. I'm just going to start naming celebrities.
Greg Rubin.
Every member of Def Jam.
Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah. I don't think he got mentioned earlier, though.
No, he didn't.
ICP.
Yeah, ICP is definitely.
Yep, they've been on the show.
Hey, they're coming to town in November.
Oh, so that's
right. Run and hide in your houses. Lock the damn
Let's get him on the show.
Yeah, so you can listen to the past episodes of the show.
Don't try to find the ICP episode. It doesn't exist.
It doesn't. Neither does the Stephen Baldwin show. But maybe we should have a segment about Stephen Baldwin.
I'm for it.
Because everyone's like, which one is he?
The worst one.
And I couldn't even, I couldn't even tell you. It was just a name that came to mind.
He's the worst Baldwin.
He's the worst.
That guy sucks. Except for Biodome was pretty good.
Yeah, that was him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And then he turned all shitty.
He's in Half-Baked. He has a cameo.
He does?
So we're way off track right here. Sorry, guys. Thankyourob.com. There's a link to ID Fine Design. I do some graphic design work. If you need some work done, hit me up.
Yeah.
A link to JohnnyQuestionMark.com.
Indeed.
Where you can download his album, Falling in Like. Hit album.
Hit album.
It's hit number one on my charts.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Number one in your heart?
In my heart, yes.
Yep, for free right now, JohnnyQuestionMark.com.
And a link to Fuzz Talk Radio. We have some friends who run a 24/7 internet radio station in Mankato playing local music, all Minnesota music, and including episodes of this very podcast right now.
What up, nuts?
And a link to Amazon Associates, the best way to support the podcast. Christmas time is coming, guys.
Yep.
No, it's not.
It's very near.
We got a while.
I was trying to think of a Christmas song to sing it. To sing.
Too soon, man.
Too soon. Well, as we get closer, I'll work on some
songs.
Is
the Christmas stuff up at like Target yet?
Well, probably.
Oh my God, don't look.
It was Halloween.
Halloween.
For another week or so.
So go to thankyourob.com, click the Amazon Associates link, buy something that you were going to buy anyways.
Yeah.
And support the podcast.
Indeed.
We do appreciate that. And I'm going to wrap it up here. Any last words, guys?
I got nothing.
Thank you.
Don't do drugs. Don't be a dictator.
Don't be a dictator.
And just like last week, it was 2 weeks ago, don't smoke cigarettes. It's bad for you, kids.
Is that how you're going to wrap up the show now?
No, you're gonna wrap up the show.
I am. Okay, I'm going to end it with handshakes and high fives.
All right.
All right. With that moonlight on your mind, you wonder what you'll find. With the sunlight falling down, you got to find a sound. With that starlight in your eyes, you wanna find surprise. With the neon in your blood, you move to find your love tonight. Yeah, tonight. You heard me, Helen. Oh yeah, tonight. Tonight. One thing, clear some space out so we can space out. Clear some space out so we can space out. Clear some space out so we can space out. Clear some space out so we can space out. Starlight, advance on your mind. Anticipation, excitement to climb. Information, choices of sensation. New rules you can play with, blues you can shake them. No ironies arise, no predictable surprise, no sarcastic satires. Just ancient patient beings, seeing to it you get high. New off the spaceship, dipped in punctuation. Always cracking, get your crew up with your do up. It's certain to be working when you flirting with it to us. And the kicks evolve, the fix evolves, the mix revolves. Dilemma of this bitch has cliche raps getting solved. The ghetto sound sprawl, it bounce wall to wall, enthrall us and y'all. It's music that chews up, disprove it, we do's it, you lose it, it's crucial. All we do is answering the call to tonight. Tonight. Clear some space out so we can space out. Clear some space out so we can space out. Clear some space out so we can space out. I push the wave belt for dark blue. Birds looking at me like, who are you? Cat hat tilted off my jewels with stars too thin. Every word come out my mouth just sparkles up. Nigga, I wish you would. You wish you could, you think you should, but you don't and you won't. You have another drink, stop and think. Look, you fucking with the crew to get that ship to sink. We don't ride, ride in the club, we dance though. Take a chance, you know that we got to dazzle. They just clones tossing their own confetti. When the plush crush through, you just ain't ready. I do it, be it, see it, feel it, and I free it. And the shit I pop is heated, cause I love it and I mean it.
So baby, let's touch and agree. Fucking with me, ain't no telling what you gonna see tonight. Tonight. Yo, Doc, what you wearing, nigga? Tonight. Shit, I'm dressing like I was at the Ali Frazier fight, baby. Tonight. Hey, play some space out so we can space out.